Welcome to the Bearcats Insider, brought to you by Truro Mazda. I'm James Faulkner, and joining me is the coach of the Truro Bearcats, Sean Evans. And to coach, three games in the past week. You won two of them, a 4-1 victory at home last Friday against Amherst, an 8-1 loss the following night into Glasgow against the Crushers, and then a 3-0 win on Wednesday in Berwick against the Valley Wildcats. Overall, what are your thoughts on those three games?
I liked their bounce-back game on Wednesday against Valley. Mm-hmm. I thought that we got a full team effort. I felt we played more disciplined as five-man units, and, you know, I felt we were deserving victors.
That game in New Glasgow, it really didn't seem like there was a lot of five-on-five time in that game. Almost 170 penalty minutes called, lost 8-1 there as well. Is that just one of those, just get through the game and move on, or what do you take away from that one?
Well, it certainly was for me late in the third. I'm looking at the clock. Let's go home. But at the end of the day, you know what? Pictou played a great game. They were on it. They were skating. They were on the puck. Their penalty kill was really, really aggressive and really, really good. They deserve a lot of credit. You know, they kicked their butt, and that was fair and square. From our end, we had a seven-minute power play in the first period, and we didn't score. And it kind of, you know what? It frustrated some guys. Kind of took them out of the game. Even though, you know, it was 0-0 at the end of the first, some guys didn't recover from that. Sometimes when you get your butt kicked, hopefully you learn something. Based on our performance in Valley, I like to say we learned something.
Absolutely. Look ahead to this weekend. A couple of games. First time that the Yarmouth Mariners have been to town, and then Grand Falls roll into town tomorrow night. What are your expectations for the weekend?
Well, you know what? We know Yarmouth's good. Two close games. I expect the same type of game. They know what we got, and we know what they got. As for Grand Falls, they started slow, but I got a lot of respect there for Greg Leland. He's back in our league as a coach. Mm-hmm. He's a good coach. I know we say that about every coach, but this guy's a good coach, and he's got that team going in the right direction.
That does it for the Bearcats Insider for this week. For Coach Sean Evans, I'm James Faulkner.